Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. This is my nightmare every time I buy a cell phone.
Uh-oh.
Everyone with a cell phone should hear what happened in Milford. Let's bring in Officer Mike DeVito, Public Information Officer with the Milford Police Department. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Thanks.
Good.
So what happened?
So listen, I just want to real quick. I know your policy about not having three-way conversations, so I'm going to turn you over to my eventual successor. She's about to take over for me. So
wait, where also, you, what?
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Come on now. You guys know it's getting towards the end of the road here for me. Listen, she's not only going to be doing this work, but she's also was the officer that took care of this investigation.
Oh.
Okay. But I want to warn you, because I like you both, you guys. I got to give you a little bit of advice. Okay. She is a licensed, certified polygraph examiner, so do not lie to her, because she will figure it out real quick.
Well, we want her here in January.
All right. Listen, happy holidays, guys. And listen, I'll give you to Officer
Listen,
Adani,
listen.
Okay?
Wait, hold on. When are you leaving?
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, but, you know, sooner than later.
Okay, well, we need to have you in before you go. Have a going-away party.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long have you been on the force?
It's my 35th year.
Did you start when you're 12?
Exactly, yeah.
Really?
I wish I did, but hey, that's
wow.
Why I hope you wouldn't ask me that question, because people do the math and now they're figuring out. So no wonder why he's got to go. He's getting real old.
Well, you age well, and thank you so much for your service to the community. Right. Milford's lucky to have you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, brother.
Happy holidays, guys.
You too, man.
You too.
All right, who are we talking to?
Somebody else?
Her
name's on the thing?
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name's Officer Anania.
Anania.
Anania. Yeah. Cool.
That sounds like a princess in a Disney movie.
Princess Anania.
Princess like Anania. That.
She'd tell you a lie right now.
Yeah. Like something in a Queen song.
Anania.
Anania. Anania. Anania. Anania. Anania.
Milford Police. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome
Thank you.
To this new position.
Sorry, we're idiots,
I hope that you'll come on when we ask.
Of course.
Let's start from the beginning now. This is everyone's nightmare who has a cell phone and then goes and buys a new one.
Right.
Run us through what happened in Milford.
So a girl went into the AT&T store. At the end of the day, the store was almost closed. She wasn't planning on buying a new phone. She just wanted to look around. She ended up deciding to buy a new phone. So because of that, her phone wasn't backed up. All of her pictures and contacts that she wanted to have on the new phone wasn't backed up to iCloud. It was an iPhone. And the apartment that she was living in at the time didn't have Wi-Fi. So the employee told her, if you keep your phone here overnight, you could download everything. I'll give you the new phone and come back in the morning and we'll update the new phone with all of your old information. So she gave him her phone to download everything. And he took advantage of that and was able to go through her phone and find some videos and then send them to himself.
I'm guessing these are videos that a person wouldn't want to share with a stranger.
Yeah, wasn't opening a present. Yes.
Right. They are very personal in nature. They were intended to go to her boyfriend, so she wasn't planning on having anybody else see them.
Right. So it wasn't like a cat driving a car.
It wasn't, cool stuff like that.
No, it wasn't a big internet sensation.
Gotcha. Right.
Right. Wow. Mm. This is a nightmare.
That's scary.
So I would think that it's easy. How did she find out?
So she had the new phone, which was basically a blank phone. And her old phone with all the information on it was in the AT&T store. She had gone next door to Chipotle. I don't know if you guys know the area, but it's in a plaza with a Chipotle and a Starbucks.
Okay, yes. Yep.
So after she buys the new phone, she goes next door to Chipotle. And she goes to text her boyfriend, and she opens the text messages, and it should be just completely blank because it's a brand new phone, and none of her information's on there. But she actually sees a text message chain there already with the phone number that she doesn't recognize. She opens the text message chain, and she sees 5 videos that were designated to go to her boyfriend in this text message chain. And so she calls the number. A male answers. She gets nervous, hangs up the phone, and then she calls back. Nobody answers. This time it goes to voicemail and says, hey, it's Raymond. I can't get to the phone, whatever the generic voicemail thing is. So she looks up. The employees at the AT&T store sees that Raymond is the name of the manager who just helped her buy the new phone.
Oh, boy.
Ipsk. Then she calls you guys.
And then she came into the police station, told us the whole story. So we got in contact with him. He actually came in that night, brought the phone in, her phone in, without even asking. So he kind of had an idea of what was going on.
Right. He knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. And then does the investigation span out into other phones to see if he did this to other customers?
So we actually, as part of the investigation, we seized his phone and we seized the phone, her phone that she had left at the AT&T store, just to find out what maybe happened to these videos. Once you put a video like that out there, once you send it to somebody, even though it may be going to somebody that you trust, there's no way to ever get those videos back. They could save them on other sources. They could send them to other people without you even knowing. So we kind of wanted to see, if we could, how far these videos actually went. There's no way to say that he didn't save them on other phones or send them to other people. But we wanted to make sure that they weren't on his phone anymore and they weren't on her phone anymore. So we did take the phones. We tried to find out if there was maybe possible other customers that he did this to. We haven't had any other complaints like this. And without any known numbers or known complainants, you know, actually seeing what they look like, they're, right now we don't have any other victims.
So you would suggest people to, before they get a new phone, make sure all their stuff's on an iCloud or whatever. And then when you buy the phone, sometimes they want the phone, though. They want your old phone. That's what I get creeped out about.
Now I keep
you're handing
phone.
Over the old phone to take the new phone.
Right.
Our phones are basically our lives now. They're tiny computers that we could keep in our pocket. You keep everything on there, not just photos and videos. It might even be good family photos that, you know, maybe you have pictures of young kids that you don't want necessarily want people to have. You have so many passwords. You have bank account info on there. So the best thing to do before you, if you're in the market for a new phone and you're set on buying a new phone that day, make sure everything's backed up and make sure you do, like, reset the phone and wipe everything off the phone before you actually hand it over.
Settings.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, smart. So you're never handing over a phone with your stuff on it.
Exactly.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming on. Welcome to this new role, and we hope to hear you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah.
Isn't that the creepiest thing?
Yes.
I'm
about to buy a new phone, too. I'm like, oh, good.
What would they find in AJ's phone?
Oh, God.
Nothing of your business.
Will you hand it over?
Will I hand it over? No.
Wow.
Nope. Nope. I'll walk out first.
That is a treasure trove.
And all mine.
Can we guess? Let's guess some stuff. Okay.
Feet.
So, number one. Selfies.
Yes.
So for everyone that you see of him, there's 20.
Definitely.
Right.
But you can't use one shot,
There's a whole photo shoot.
And then you get rid of the ones that, like, you know, like a blurry over here, or my eye didn't look good over here.
Yeah.
Right. Not exactly centered.
Yeah, exactly right.
You can't see the toes.
You want to have the good one.
So AJ selfies.
Yeah. You can't see the middle finger right now, Phil.
All right. Number one, selfies. Right.
What happened to the being good to AJ part that we were supposed to do?
No, we're just. I'll go through my phone.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to tell you the first eight pictures in my
first
phone.
First eight. Okay. Cool.
How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like they're going to be all toy drive.
No, probably yesterday.
No, a lot has happened since then.
Okay.
The first one is a screenshot of a toy drive recap email.
Okay.
The next one is a picture of a pork shoulder Boston butt that Tom G sent me.
Pork shoulder Boston butt?
Because we've been talking about, he's been cooking this pork shoulder Boston butt, and he says you got to leave it in the crock pot for like 6 hours. And we were going through this whole explanation. So I'm going to do this on vacation. I'm going to make this.
So leave your butt in the pork chicken.
So that's really the first one.
Right.
Second one is a picture of a cat in space on a pepperoni pizza, eating a slice of pizza, which was AJ's birthday card Jennifer and I got for him.
Right.
I took a picture and posted it on Instagram. All right. So that's the second one. The next is a video of AJ cutting his cake, but first he can't even light the lighter.
Right. So you got to give me a defective lighter.
Right. And then another one video, another picture of AJ, picture of Phil and AJ, picture of Zoe's pizza box. This is all station stuff.
Right.
picture of the pizza with the picture of AJ's cake, a lot of AJ birthday stuff.
Right.
Picture of Dennis House opening up the 5 o'clock newscast on Monday, which was just horribly sad. Picture of an Instagram model screenshot. This is the girl that was at the World Series game. Was it World Series? Flashing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So I've been following her since then.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'll take screenshots. Which, just of nice things that I think Jennifer could wear.
Right.
Yeah.
Which one?
So it's all.
There was three of them there.
It's all good stuff,
I don't even want to look at Ashley right now. She's looking. I don't know if that's a look of disappointment or like you're a weirdo.
kind of like a mystery book.
Picture of a cat in my kitty in my bathroom sink.
Yay.
Right.
They love the bathroom sinks.
Picture of Jennifer, picture of Chaz, and then a picture of me with the guy. He's 16 now, but he was like one in the diaper derby, and I ran into him, and his dad said, "You know who this is?" I was like, "I have no idea."
That's the one diapers, you know.
Yeah, so.
Just checking.
All right, those are my pictures.
Gotcha. Yeah, my first couple is a picture of me holding my nutsack after getting burned in these are the pictures I posted yesterday on the Chaz and AJ Facebook
gotcha.
Page. So the picture of me after getting burned in the beans. One of me behind the Challenger, one of me with Kara Sundland.
The behind the Challenger and the up against the wall were boy band pictures.
Exactly. But you let me do it.
Hey, it was birthday. Your birthday. I told you.
Exactly.
Could do whatever.
One of me looking completely like fried out from.
No, those are not the pictures we want to hear about.
And a picture of me in a dress, the walk out of the shoes.
Can I see?
Me with a thing here.
Will you hand the phone over to Ashley?
There you go. See? Good.
I think he was deleting. Sure.
I think I'm not to do that.
I could have sworn I saw him delete.
So I know selfies would be number one.
Definitely.
Right.
I don't know if you're still taking pictures of your feet. You don't post them as much.
No, not anymore. It's off season.
But I think that there'd be a lot of that. Probably some screenshots.
A lot of cars. There's a lot of stuff from Facebook, like memes and whatnot.
Right. So you don't screenshot like Instagram models, none of that?
No.
Okay.
I don't follow any.
All right.
Okay. I don't.
Remember we went through, someone went on, followed
that was,
him.
That was then, Jingles.
Right, and she found all those weird sites you were following?
I followed an Instagram page for a while, and I had to stop. It was too much. I had to
weirdness.
Unfollow. Yeah, it was.
What, it was someone that AJ was following, then you followed and said, this is too weird?
Yeah, like feet and sex art.
All right.
Oh,
yeah,
that was
Keith
because
found that one.
Yeah, that was because we were going through the things, the Instagram, the weird Instagram things.
Yeah,
and sometimes you have to hit follow to get to see the picture.
That was right. A lot of people's
yeah, I unfollowed,
bodies.
I unfollowed that person. Yeah,
Ashley, what's in your phone?
Oh, let's see.
Disney, 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 Disney.
I don't
Disney.
Think so.
Not in my camera roll. I've got. The first picture is a note that Eric left me this morning because he made me lunch today. So he wrote a note for me, letting me know.
I made you lunch today. Eat.
And then I've got a screenshot of a cabinet that could potentially go in the bathroom. And then I've got a picture of Darby sitting on the couch.
Oh, brother.
And I've
this
got
is a phone. Someone would just say, yeah, and there's nothing good in here.
Yeah. They'd have to add it.
You'd be safe.
They'd have to add explicit photos to hers.
Right.
Right.
They'd be like, all right, this is junk.
Right.
One time I was asking if she could take a picture or something. She's like, I don't know. I feel like I have to delete stuff. I have over 10,000 pictures in my phone.
10,000 pictures?
Yeah. I got one of those iPhones with like the extra storage.
Yeah. 4,000 of Darby.
Yeah.
4,000 of Eric.
Disney.
Yeah.
You have to get Disney.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty
Phil doesn't take pictures. So
I don't. I was looking through.
How many pictures do you have?
My
there?
Second picture is of my plate from Thanksgiving. So that's how
what?
Wow.
You got to take pictures.
That's a good picture, though. You got to take a plate of your food.
Of course.
I mean, we made it. So, like, I was proud of it.
Yeah.
I thought it came out good.
Yeah. What else? What's your first picture if you're telling us the second picture?
I have my bedroom was walled off because they were doing construction. I actually didn't tell you this. The day before the toy drive, I went home because I had like 2 hours before the sound check happened. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go home and take a nap. And there was construction being done on another part of the house. I couldn't even get into my bedroom because they had the whole part of the house.
Oh, that's just the perfect day.
Just sleep in the car.
No sleep, no nap.
Just sleep in the car.
Okay.
I just stress cleaned the kitchen because I had nothing else to do. I got back in my car and I came back to the station. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Right. That would have been a great Instagram post.
Just sleep here.
Sent that to me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Phil thought he would get a nap, but
right.
No.
No.
Mike Fenoya.
Hey, Mike Fenoya.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up? Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Hey, Fenoya. So, hey, Fenoya. Hey.
Comedian, writer, amigo.
Hey, how you doing?
What up?
He's a writer producer from Practical Jokers on True TV, and he's at the Elbow Room in West Hartford Saturday.
Ah, look at
that's
that.
Right.
We're linked up to all things Mike Fenoya at WPLR.com. We are just giving away tickets for Impractical Jokers.
It's true. Yeah.
Coming to
for New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Oh, it's going to be a good show.
We can't get enough of you guys in Connecticut. Like, you're here every couple months, and it sells out.
I know. Yeah, they keep adding shows. I think they just announced, I think, the third or fourth show at Radio City Music Hall.
Wow.
Sold
unbelievable.
Out. That's out
it's
of control.
It's unreal.
We're starting work on season 9 and right after the new year. So, got another season coming.
Smooth.
Can't wait.
You should put me and AJ in retail and see how we do.
Right. Won't last
we should
long.
Start spinoffs.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Totally. We'd be spinoff. Like, you know how you have the funny Impractical Jokers guys? We'd be the angry ones.
Right. Right. The ones that might get arrested.
We'd be the ones that get arrested at the end of every show.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
It's like, yep, the cops are coming again.
Yeah, you can.
That's a funny idea.
You can combine us with cops.
Right.
Just two name, like, pairs, like, depressing idiots. That could be two.
Right.
Yeah. Depressing
like, yeah,
idiots.
Just left the funeral.
Right, right. Yeah. Angry efforts would be us.
Yes. Angry efforts.
The angry efforts.
Yeah. And Practical Jokers, the angry efforts.
Exactly right.
Hey, last time I was here, you were trying to figure out the board, all the new stuff. Is everything working out good?
Oh, were you here when this just came out?
Yeah, it was their first day, and somebody called, and they were like, can't hear anything.
Brent's making new.
Yeah. How is it?
Well, we'll see.
I had to sit in the parking lot and call in. To...
That was true, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
See, it sounds great.
Yeah. I didn't know how to turn Mike's mic on.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over here. And this is for Impractical Jokers tickets. Folks are calling in. They're shopping nightmares or retail nightmares. Hey, you're on the air, Tony. Tony in Wallingford.
Tony.
Hey.
Hey. So I got a story for you. A couple years ago, I was with my mom, actually. We went over to Petco. It was about to be closing. So she ran in. I stayed in the car. And 15 minutes later, I get a call from her. She's like, hey, is anybody outside? I'm like, no, why? She goes, because I'm locked inside Petco.
Here's your mom on the door going, hon!
That's awesome.
Hon! Is that you, mom?
At least there's food.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's crunchy.
I went over to the door, and she's just standing at the door and won't open. Apparently, the manager just locked up and left, didn't check the store, didn't turn the lights off.
Wow.
Yeah. She was in there for a good half hour. We called, like, the police station. They got in contact with the manager. They ended up having to come down, open up.
Right.
So
get the all the puppies.
Yeah.
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 The animals were like, well, now you know how I feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. And what food do you eat? The dog food? The cat food?
They just gang up on her. All of a sudden, all the goldfish are like in one aisle.
Exactly.
Just coming at her.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right. Let's mess with her. Come on.
Like, people are coming by. Looking.
She's just punting kittens.
They got a human in a cage now. I didn't know you could sell humans.
Yeah, all the parrots are going,
so nice.
I would go straight for the CBD treats and just try to enjoy it as best I can.
Exactly. What a silky coat I have.
All right, but she got out and everything worked out.
Yeah, everything was fine.
All right, you're in the running, Tony. Thank you.
Thanks, boys. Bye.
Mama, she got locked up in the Petco.
Hey, I never do this of guests.
Uh-oh.
What? On a Wednesday when it's December 11th, 2019.
Only this date,
but
though.
I thought I'd do it here for the first time. Someone's going to win these tickets today.
Yeah.
Can we get them something autographed from Impractical Jokers?
Like from the guys?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to ask them. That's
the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
I thought you maybe had a room full of stuff that's signed.
No. That's right.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
They're at that level of that stuff's kind of locked up and that stuff because a lot of people forge their stuff and put it on eBay
it's
and all
insane.
That. So, but they do anything they can for charity and stuff
that's
like
cool.
That. But I'd have to.
Actually, yeah, we're just pranking you. We're just pranking you right now. We're just
seeing so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
We're just doing that thing like you guys do, just now to you.
I was going
to
ask you guys if I can have some laptops and some computers.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Just go with it. Just go with it. Yeah.
All right.
All right. How about this then? Maybe this will be easier. How about whoever wins the tickets gets to spend the weekend with the guys?
Spend the weekend?
Yeah.
Spend the weekend with me.
Right. Okay.
There you go, see?
Very good. How about that?
Right, sure. There you go.
I'm sure Tony from Wallingford would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go to Petco.
Exactly.
Janine in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, I'm going into work. I'm a teacher, 2-hour delay.
Oh, thank you for what you do.
I just want to put a shout out to all the servers out there. Not just retail people, but my daughter's been doing it for like serving for like over 25 years. And, you know, people come in, they're really tired. They sit there for 2 hours, leave a lousy tip. Just saying. And my son works in a nursing home, and everyone, like, the stress rolls downhill to folks. And I just wanted to say that, you know, two of my kids out there are, you know, being kind and doing their best not to, you know, flip out on people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stressful. You know, you get me. Not to be, I don't have one specific story, but Julie could tell you a million if she was ever on.
Imagine around a dinner table at this house, you got a waitress, a teacher, and someone who works in a nursing home.
Yeah,
boy,
so
the stories.
We're guessing a lot of alcohol.
Horrible humans.
Right.
Really.
I could beat that one.
A lot of bourbon, too.
Yeah, well, how many shriveled up penises did you see today?
Oh,
and that's just the waitress.
Oh, exactly. Well, it was race time.
Said bourbon. I don't know. Whoever said bourbon, ESP, that's what Julie drinks.
There you
when
go,
she comes home, she has
there you wow, go. Look at that.
Pour yourself a tall one.
I can never
thanks
do that.
Thanks for being a teacher. It's not the kids, bourbon? It's the parents, right?
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
Right.
You too. Thank you.
People go, how do you do comedy? How is it, like, possible? And I go, "How? I can never be a server. I can never be a nurse.
No.
There's certain things where it's just,
yeah,
I don't know.
Be a teacher,
I bring in someone food, if they gave me the slightest bit of an attitude.
Yep.
Every single hair and bodily fluid that I have would be on that omelet.
I like
sauce.
That because he doesn't have a lot of hair.
Yeah, you can
find very groomed. Visibly.
You'll find some.
I'll find some. Yeah. You get the Fenoya.
I'm going to look.
You get the Fenoya special.
Yeah. Oh, someone must have pissed off Mike. He's in the bathroom naked again.
Yeah.
Why is it person
he's
going,
finding every hair.
That person's going,
that little area in the small of the back.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Couple toe hairs.
The top of the butt crack hair.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
a
cheeseburger.
It's a veritable forest.
That's
down
for
there.
The cheeseburger.
But then did you hear where he went right after that? The toe hair. A couple toe hairs?
A couple toe hairs. Right. I got to keep it clean.
Get a garnish.
Yeah. All right.
What a gorgeous, look at this, winter wonderland out there.
Yeah, we have a beautiful studio.
The roads aren't that bad right now, too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Mike's at the Elbow Room in West Hartford, and tonight he's at the Comedy Cellar. And then New York Comedy Club in New York.
Busy, busy, busy.
Both shows are tonight.
Cool.
One's 10 and one's 10:40.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have one from
what
one
do you
other?
Do if you hit traffic?
Well, those clubs are about a mile from each other, so
okay.
I can run.
So you can run. Exactly.
There have been times when I've gotten out of a cab and sprinted to the room and made it just in time.
Right.
And then you get there and the club's like, we're running like 20 minutes behind anyway.
Yeah.
So I just lay on the ground and sweat.
Exactly.
At least you have time to catch your
breath. But I am very nervous about, it's weird. I'm nervous about being late, but I'm also nervous about having an empty schedule. So I say yes to everything.
Right.
And then I'm like, how am I possibly going to pull this off? But everything's got to work. The cellar is like clockwork. It works right on time.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about that.
So the cellar is like
separated 40 minutes. How long is your set?
Tonight it's the first one's 15, the second one's 15. So like I'll be off stage at like 10:25, 10:30, which will give me 10 minutes to go a mile. And then hopefully that one's running a couple minutes behind. And that's what I love about New York though.
Fast do you run?
That's literally my mile.
Well,
like,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. I'll make it. I'll make it.
He'll make it.
I'm going to have anxiety all, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to make it worse for you.
Do you guys still have those dreams where like you wake up in a cold sweat and you're late for like a high school exam or like a college or like late for work or something?
No, I never
like that.
Cared about those things.
Me neither. When I was there, I didn't care. Now I have panic about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But every now and then, like if I like doze off or like I have an hour just to chill out, I wake up in like a panic that I'm like late for a set. And then it's so there's no rest.
That'll happen to
call
me,
you on stage,
but I'll think it's like a weekend or it's an afternoon nap.
Right.
And I'll wake up and I'll think that I'm late for the show, like I slept through something.
Yeah. Taking a nap when falling asleep when it's light out and waking up when it's dark.
Oh, that's
throws
so disorienting.
Me for a complete,
right.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Yeah, I'm Marty McFly then, and it's like 1955.
Right.
Wearing Calvin Klein undies.
Exactly.
What happened to you today?
Oh, man. I got a remote starter put in my car.
Okay.
Oh, good time of year to do that.
Yeah, and I have a doggy. and named Sugar Magnolia, Maggie for short, but I name all my dogs after Grateful Dead songs.
That's good. Cool. They triple up?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we've been,
dog spins
me and the
stuff.
Dog have been microdosing mushrooms this month. But
watch the walls, dude.
I started the car with the remote thing, and I take her for a little stroll to do her business, put her in the car, open the windows like a crack.
She have to stop at the ATM?
She had a couple of Christmas cards to mail.
Oh, gotcha.
Our dog takes pictures of my wife and I, like, sitting together with sweaters on and sends them to other dogs.
Oh, good.
Gotcha, right. And it makes a lot of sense.
And the dogs put it around their little
dog. Did you get my Christmas card last year?
The dog also runs video for, like, the intimate moments, yes. Right.
So she had to send some cards out. And I put her in the car, and I opened the windows. Thank God, just a crack. And I'm cleaning the car off. Now, I put the keys in the ignition, and what happens with the remote starter is it gives you like a 10 to 15 minute window where it runs. And then if you don't turn the key and step on the brake, it shuts the whole thing down, locks all the doors.
Right.
So my dog's in the car. My keys are in the ignition. I'm cleaning the car off. The car shuts down and all the doors lock.
Ouch.
And I go to grab the like, literally it beat me by like a millisecond.
Yeah.
So my car is...
Ah, you're right there.
I'm there, and my dog's looking at me like, what did you
right from a comedy.
Yeah, man. Really. And
you
I'm
would
outside.
Say it would never time out like that.
Right.
I'm outside. I had to call AAA.
Start the car. Daddy needs you to start the car.
That was brutal. Press so they came in, and they opened up the... It's amazing they got that little...
Yeah,
it's like a ruler with a bottle opener on it, and they just go right in and yoink, and they got me in, and...
Did it go yoink?
It went zoinked.
Right. Where my stereo go?
But I just stood outside in the, in this and enjoyed it. But my dog was just looking at me like, you're a real idiot, buddy.
Right.
Yeah. Luckily, the car was warm.
Yeah.
Yes. And the windows were open. I totally thought about busting down the window. For an animal, I would do
if it got bad.
Yeah.
For a person, forget about it.
100%.
But she was better off than you.
She really was.
She was nice and
she
warm
had treats.
And toasty.
Nice
yeah,
and
you're
she
out
was
there
listening
freezing.
To 99.1 WPLR, New Haven.
Nice, yeah.
Stuff running down your nose outside.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like,
why isn't Daddy coming in the car?
It looked like the end of The Shining. I just had like my face in the crack in the window.
Right.
Here's Mikey.
Yeah, did you, the ice challenge.
When you called AAA, did you tell, because this is not a slow morning for them. Did you say, I have a dog in a car.
Oh, I totally use that. I go, listen, you know, there's life at stake here. And they were like, yeah, we'll be. Luckily, there was one. I was right on 95, so they just came right by.
Right.
Now, do you tip AAA people?
I don't think you're allowed to.
I do.
Yeah. Really?
I always do. I've had to use them a couple times.
Yeah.
I tip like the woman who earlier said, take care of your servers. Anything where a tip is involved, I've realized, and I've learned this from watching other comics, like Dave Attell is the most generous guy in the world. Like he'll come into a club with bags of candy, with food. He over tips. And I feel like anybody
What's
that's
the
like,
candy for?
He's just, you know, kids, that it's
something handed out.
He just gives a bag. He brings bags of candy. Like, I don't know. I think he wants to be Santa or something.
Oh, that's nice.
He's just a nice dude. Like we did a show at the Village Underground at the Comedy Cellar, and he got like 20 pizzas for the staff. He always overdoes it. Artie Lang, another guy.
Really?
Extremely generous. Like there was a homeless man on the streets asking for like a couple bucks. Artie gave him $100 and told him to go get a pizza. And before the guy could be back with the pizza, Artie took off. So the guy got to keep like the pizza and the change.
And the change.
And me and Attell took the pizza and we're like, $5, take a picture with Artie Lang's pizza. But it was, but I always tried to tip. But yeah, it was an interesting morning.
He's so generous.
It was an interesting morning. And I panicked and texted your staff here and said I might be late.
Ashley?
Yeah, right, he didn't know my name.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I know your name. I just didn't know if you're living an anonymous life there behind
right.
the...
Where is she?
For years, it was
nice
secret what your name was.
Then
I come in and I'm like, right. Ashley.
Oh, what'd you say her name for?
Okay, he was like you over there.
Yeah. All right, because I heard you might be late, and I just figured, well, look outside. That's why you
the
might
roads
be late.
Are fine.
No,
right.
it was
the
roads because,
are fine. The dog was driving, so it was good.
But nothing is better than waking up and like being a teacher or a student. And looking for that delay, the little ticker on the bottom.
The delay is good, but you want the full boat.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you want the full boat.
Absolutely.
You want to hear the schools
you
out.
You want to wake and bake.
Completely.
Bed. Yep.
And, then, and then you're getting dressed, you're getting the sled, you're meeting your buds at the golf course.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Otherwise, but teachers, that's kids. Teachers are like just laying one more IPA fart and then just going back to sleep.
Exactly.
Like, nice.
And those are good ones, too.
Yep.
IPAs.
They were drinking last night knowing that it was...
Yeah.
when you're a teacher, you plan on this happening.
Totally.
So you could get a night of like weeknight drinking in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thirsty Tuesday. Yep.
I remember walking past the teacher's lounge in elementary school and it would just be all smoke.
All cigarettes.
And adults. Yeah. And now I get it. They needed that cigarette to just get away from the little monsters.
Because of us.
Yep.
Yeah. Give me heroin in the form of a cigarette.
Right. Crack pipes.
I remember being like a sophomore or a junior in high school and I was at a Yale-UConn game. Smashed. And I ran into one of my teachers, and he was ripped. And we had this kind of cool moment where, there was that anxiety. We both had it.
Right.
And he's
drunk, and there's someone I know.
Yeah, and I'm hammered. I mean, I think we had, like, a nitrous tank with us, and so it was crazy. And he's like, you know, I won't tell if you won't tell. And then we started talking, like, Grateful Dead was playing in someone's car, and we started just... It was cool.
Yeah. It was a moment.
It was a moment.
It was a moment.
It was like a deleted scene from like Fast Times or Dazed and Confused.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And then I see him in the hallway and I'm like, yeah, you'll never bust me for anything.
Right. Mike Fenoy is joining us for Dumbass News. He's a writer-producer for Impractical Jokers, and he's at the Elbow Room in West Hartford on Saturday. First headline. Comedian thinks he's 100% Italian.
Which one's that?
Mike, you want to take this one?
Dumbass News. Yeah, I'm a dumbass. I did the, I was so against this, but somebody talked me into doing the ancestry thing.
Yeah.
I talk about it on stage and I ask the crowd, you know, has anybody done this? And then every now and then you hear somebody, I found my dad. I found a sister. I found, you know.
Found my gum.
I found my hair.
Right.
Are you pulling it up right now, the report? Oh, good. We're going to hear exactly what you're made of.
Nice.
I thought that, so I know that I had a little bit of Norwegian in the lineage and Italian, but I thought it all traced back to Italy.
Gotcha.
And I'm not even close to 100%.
Wow.
Not even close.
You're a mutt.
63.3%.
That's a lot.
That's Italian. A majority, yeah.
But it's not, you know.
You want like 75%.
The way I act when I'm... At Tony and Lucille's, you'd think I, you know,
right. Both
John Gotti, 200%.
You got a pinky ring on.
We're bred. We're bred. Sweet. I'm calling people sweetheart.
Well, you can pass as John Gotti's son, by the way.
I can play the accordion.
For God's sake, where's a salad? Yeah.
Portuguese. 4% Portuguese.
Hey, we're brothers.
Not bad.
Hey.
Are you Portuguese?
Yes, and I thought I was high-level Portuguese.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm not high-level Portuguese.
Really?
Yeah, 27% Portuguese. And I never knew I was Italian, 17% Italian.
No kidding.
Never even knew.
That's all it was. Wow.
And, you know, I love the heritage. I love the food. I love all of that. I love
the movies.
Italian people. Yeah. I love.
I wasn't surprised
to hear that, but I never knew.
Never knew. It's funny, too, because it tells you, like, the provinces in Italy that you're from. And I was always just like, you know, I'm Sicilian.
Right.
I'm not Napolitan, like making up all this you know, just stuff you hear on the movies.
Where are you in the boot? The ankle, the tip, the heel?
I'm from Calabria, Campania, a little bit of Sicily, Abruzzo, Molise, Piedmont, which sounds like not Italian.
Yeah, it sounds like New Jersey.
Family had an orgy.
Tuscany, I know, really.
Yeah. Right.
And then...
From a town called Provolone.
The thing that's kind of super cool. So then there's some Scandinavian in there.
Look at you.
Which is, I guess, like Finland, Norway, all that.
Right, blue eyes.
And then a little bit of French and German.
Okay.
Anatolian. This was interesting.
What the hell's
Anatolian.
That?
So it's this little farming island. It's a genetic bridge between Asia and Europe. Early Anatolian farmers laid the groundwork for powerful civilizations like the Persian, Greek, and Roman Empire, Byzantine.
Huh.
So that's pretty neat.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
Some of your ancestors went over there to conquer it.
And they conquered some.
They took it all.
They took everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They built a bridge.
Yeah. And then a little bit of North African, which I think everybody did. When you found that, did you have a little
11%
bit? 11%.
African American. Well, I'm not African American, but African.
Yeah.
11%.
Yeah. North
18%
African.
18%
for me. It's pretty. 18%?
18%.
It's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
It's wild to think about that stuff.
Here's what we're finding out. That we're all one, right?
Exactly.
Totally.
So we're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, we're all related.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we knew this from day one.
Exactly.
Right?
Isn't that wild?
And then we're coming back around like, oh, wait, we really are all one.
Exactly. And it all started right around that same place.
Mm. Yeah.
We all ventured out. It's really wild.
And then 18% from the waist down, just so you know.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Thank you.
Nice try, though. I think they have open mics around here.
I gave a shot. Hey, now
and did you do the 23andMe? Or is that what you...
No.
Because that's the reason why I did it is because I'm paranoid schizophrenic. Like, I have every disease.
Yeah.
When my wife talks, she's a nurse, when she comes home and tells me about her day, I instantly have everything. Right. She was telling me about somebody that had a pancreatic thing, and as she's telling me it, I'm feeling it. And she goes, I'm like, what are the symptoms to that? And she's like, upper left side pain and, you know, sweating and, you know, palms and anxiety, you know, whatever. And as she's saying it,
all
I'm feeling it.
All this is happening.
And the next day I go, I think I have that. And she goes, pancreas is nowhere near there. It's on your bottom right, you idiot. Like, she totally played me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Like, I go to get a massage and they're like, what can we do? And I'm like, can you just feel around for tumors? Like, right. They're pretty sure I've got a bomb.
So you start getting really gullible.
Yeah. But it's funny. You do 23andMe and it tells you all, like, the things that you're susceptible for. So now I know what to be, like, panicky about.
Really? See, yeah. I don't want to know that.
I surprise us.
We were just talking about Ancestry and 23andMe and that stuff. And Jeff from Monroe has a story. Jeff?
Hey, guys. Hey. Sometimes those DNA tests aren't the best thing. A friend of mine, he wanted to give his father and mother one for Christmas, and they were like, no, we don't want that. We don't want that. So he took it. Come to find out that his father was traveling for company a lot when he was, you know, not retired. Find out he had two half siblings in different states, one Asian and one whatever it was. And
whatever it was. Yeah.
The whole family, they were 68 years old. They got divorced. The wife filed for divorce because of it.
Wow. So he's a day of 68. That's why I say that, yes.
Ignorant and happy.
He had no idea that, you know, he had no idea his dad was gallivanting around when he was
there.
Supposed to be working.
Is a lot of that out there with this stuff.
Charlie salesperson?
I believe that I may have a half sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Which half?
Well, my niece took that thing.
Uh-huh.
Right? And she gets connected with this person
right
from Brooklyn in the 50s. And wanted to know more information.
Uh-oh.
I thought,
don't tell him nothing.
Yeah, surprise. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right around the holidays, too. Yeah. That's when all the new relatives come popping.
Now you gotta buy another gift.
I talk about it on stage, and I brought it up to a crowd.
Thank you, Jeff.
Like, I forget where I was, upstate New York somewhere, and this woman goes, yeah, I found my birth mother. I'm like, no kidding. And I'm like, are you in touch with her? And she goes, yeah, she's right here. With my real mother.
So you're on stage doing this bit about ancestry,
yeah.
And here we go.
I always like to open it up to the crowd, and if the crowd is more interesting than my jokes, which 9 out of 10 times is the case,
right.
I go with it. And I even ask the crowd, I'm like, you guys don't want to hear my dumb jokes, right? Can we hear this real life
and
stuff?
And that's the best stuff.
And it's the best stuff, because that'll never happen again. Right. And as long as I'm okay with it going where it goes. And this lady was like, yeah, I took the test, found out that my real mother isn't my birth mother. She's her best friend. And when my mom had me, she was too like whacked out to take care of me. So she gave me to her best friend. She raised me as her own. Her mother lived like two towns over, took the test. And the lady was like, I was waiting for the results to come in and like,
oh my God,
to tell you this. And now they're all hanging out, drinking like blue drinks at a comedy club on like
that's
Friday
wild.
Night. And,
it's,
and now they're all like the three of them as adults are all hanging out together.
Wow.
But how many of these stories end like that? You know, most of them are probably like fist fights.
I'm
and
so
digging
angry
up like
you
dead
didn't
relatives.
Tell me.
Yeah, totally.
I've seen Maury.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
That's why you can't lie. You just got to be an open book.
Yeah.
You know?
Banjo over the head.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
You play it first and they hit you with it.
Holy cow.
That's how they start the song. Ding!
I was worried about the stuff I'm going to die from, but it turns out I have celiac disease, which... I don't know what that means.
I should know what that means.
I think
means.
When you're celiac,
that's
why
the,
did I hear about
that's
that?
Bread, right?
You can't eat, like, certain stuff.
So what's the, I mean.
I don't know. I don't have it.
It just means I go to the bathroom 11 times a day because I'm used
maybe.
To that
no,
by
it's
now.
Not IBS.
Celiac disease.
No, but if he eats bread, will he get the, you know.
I'm made of bread.
I guess infection. So.
I love bread. Well, whatever. Regardless, I'm probably going to die from that. And then, I have age-related macular degeneration.
Oh, no.
What is that?
Which
your
sounds
eyes.
Like... It's eyes. I'm going to go blind.
It gets worse and worse. Yeah.
I'm going to go blind. Cataracts. medicinal marijuana. Let's go. Bring it on. Right. I'm ready. He's got step ahead.
He's looking at this list like, what drugs can I get?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
And hysterical pregnancy. Yeah. Nice. That's a good one.
I had when I was 25, I had a rogue blood clot in my lung out of nowhere. I just got a blood clot.
How did you find out?
I felt like I was getting stung by a bee from the inside out, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't like lift my arm over my head. Wow. And I thought I had this amazing
doctor.
Did
you think it was a heart attack?
No. Well, I thought I did something at the gym. I thought I just like pulled a muscle. I was playing softball like 5 nights a week. I was just beating myself up.
Right.
And I was drinking at that time when it was like, I would wake up with just bruises and like broken furniture. And, you know, I was fun. Yeah. I was a great hang.
It's like a song, Cars Out in the Lawn.
Yeah.
It came in through the window.
Yeah, I just scream, I'm sorry, out the window every morning.
Gone.
And hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But I went to the doctor and he was like, yeah, you probably just hurt yourself. And they did a scan and they found like a bunch of blood clots in my lung.
That's
and
the
like,
best doctor, right? You probably just hurt yourself.
This guy was great.
Go home.
This guy was awesome.
That's $80 deductible.
Exactly.
I had long hair and a beard and he goes, what's your girlfriend's name? And I'm like, I don't have one. And he's like, do you ever wonder why? He's like, look at yourself. You're disgusting. I loved him. He was the greatest
guy. That's
the
kind of tough you need.
Love him.
A person who cuts right through it.
Yep. But anyway, I thought that they were going to find something in here that explained that. Because my own weird 4 a.m. WebMD searches in Google was like, you know, that's like a blood cancer, blah, blah, blah. But it was just, you know, you're fine. And basically, it said, I'm probably going to die by getting hit by a taxi in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So
was that in the ancestry?
Just Brooklyn. Yes. Yes. Yep. And it specifically said Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those green cabs.
Yeah. One of those Prius taxis. Yes. Yeah.
They ask you weird questions, though. It says I'm more susceptible to, like, have asparagus odor in my urine.
Oh.
It says I'm susceptible. There's more coffee.
My pee always smells after asparagus. Like
I guess some people don't have the asparagus
pee. Like 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh.
I say, that's gross.
Yeah,
you
that's
have
weird.
Roast chicken pee?
My pee smells like asparagus even when I don't eat asparagus.
Exactly,
that's the problem.
Right. That's the worst part.
Asparagus comes out pee.
Yes.
Cabbage comes out the other way.
It does. Yeah. Well, it makes a noise first.
Right.
Cabbage comes out the other.
That's
very true.
Cabbage
broccoli.
Announces its arrival a couple hours beforehand saying, cabbage is coming. Right. Cabbage is coming. And then cabbage comes.
I would eat more cabbage if it came out through my pee because I can control it.
Yeah.
So it's broccoli.
No one's going to know I ate this except me.
It's like broccoli.
And Brussels sprouts smell like a hot fart.
They do.
I never eat, like my family, like
they do.
We would have like, my vegetables growing up were like, green beans and whatever, you know, and not all this hipster
beans.
Garbage like asparagus and Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
But now Brussels sprouts, you cook them and it's just, it smells like just everyone's been just like hot farts.
Yep.
In the, it was like
yeah,
12 people fart on themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, with butter.
Right? They're weird.
Who
they're
is?
Weird
butter, really?
Gross.
They're little fart nuggets.
They are. They're little, they're little tangible farts.
Little fart nuggets, yep.
That's pretty
cool. Sounds like a good menu item.
Sounds like a cool bar.
Fart nuggets. Yeah.
Tangible farts.
Tangible farts.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm kidding. For a band?
Yeah.
With the tangible farts.
With the tangible farts.
Exactly right.
Yeah, they cover Zappa.
Right. Exactly.
Who opens for them? The fart nuggets?
Yeah, the fart nuggets and tangible farts, yes.
Right.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut. On the mighty 99.1 PLR.